What is Christmas time like in the place where it all started? Let's go to the land of Israel with former Central Ontario pastor and Life 100.3 artist, Matthew Fox. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Matthew, now that you're living in Israel, you're not doing any pastoring anymore?
No, I'm not pastoring at the moment. I am a general manager of a Christian organization called Nezamim in the Northern Galilee. So the pastoring part's been put on hold in a official position anyways. There's lots of volunteers here, lots of conversations. I'm doing a bit of worship, and so still involved in ministry for sure.
Okay, so the move from Aurelia to Israel must be an odd feeling around Christmas time, right?
I'll tell you, it's a bit of a weird feeling. I mean, this week I've been to Nazareth twice, only around the corner from us. And, you know, usually at Christmas time, I'm sure back home right now, there's a little bit of snow, as I've heard, and Christmas lights and stuff going on in the stores. But there's absolutely nothing here. It's a little strange. It doesn't feel like Christmas is around the corner. It's 30 degrees here. The sun is shining. I picked a whole bunch of oranges today. It's a little weird. I'll say that.
Well, is there even snow in Israel this time of year?
Yeah, there's a few mountains that in January, February, and sometimes even in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, you can get a light dusting of snow, but it's pretty rare.
Okay, well, will you be going to Bethlehem?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I grew up in Israel, so I've been to Bethlehem a bunch of times, and so I'm very familiar with the area. So, you know, it'll be more just to take my kids there to see what Bethlehem is all about and the place where Jesus would have been born. There's a couple different, there's one big church there that's a Catholic church. It's supposed to be this spot. But even more, I would say, authentic is out in the hills where the caves are and the shepherds are. It's pretty neat to be out in those fields around Christmas time just to get a sense of what really went on when Jesus was born.
Now, Matthew, is there much attention paid to Christmas and the whole Christmas season in Israel?
It doesn't get very much attention here at all. The majority, obviously, in Israel are Jewish, and so they don't celebrate Christmas, of course. There are some Christians in the Arab sector, but again, it's a very small percentage of the Arab population, and a very difficult one for many of them as well, too. So you'll see a few Christmas trees and lights, I would imagine, in the next couple of weeks going up for some of the Christian Arabs in the different Arab villages. But it's pretty much an almost non-existent year.
Well, for a North American, you know, having all of our traditions and the things that we do around this season, to be somewhere where that just doesn't happen, it must be very odd.
It is, because the rest of the world, it's such a huge thing. Everywhere you go, there's Christmas trees and celebrations and parties and get-togethers, but it really isn't. There's another festival that's a big one here that's called Hanukkah. It's a Jewish festival that lines up with Christmas, so we'll see lots and hear lots about Hanukkah. But unless you're in an Arab village, and even in an Arab village with a Christian population, there's not a lot of Christmas decorations or talk about Christmas, which is an amazing opportunity for us. At Nezamim, for the first time, we're going to invite the community around us. We're going to have a celebration. We're going to give out gifts. We're going to have a couple stations set up and just explain to people what Christmas is about and just have some fun and invite the kids and give them some Lego. We shipped in some Lego from Europe, some little mini figures just to give out to the kids, because it's really, really expensive here. So I'm sure that'll go over really well.
Well, tell us a little bit about Hanukkah.
Well, if you're familiar with the menorah, it's the candlestick that you often see that was actually in the temple. And so back historically, there was a time where they didn't have enough oil to light the menorah. And there was a miracle where the oil actually lasted long enough for this festival. And so this is what Hanukkah is all about.
Interesting. Okay, now, what is something that you would like us all to remember at this time of the year about Israel, the land of Jesus' birth?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to really pray for the peace of Israel. It's a very difficult place to live. It's a very difficult place to live if you're Christian, if you're Christian Arab. And it just needs God's presence and a renewal and just peace that it's been missing for decades now. So at this Christmas time, as we celebrate Jesus born in Israel, born in Bethlehem, let's remember just to pray for the peace of Israel. Scripture tells us that, and it's something really important to do as Christians and believers.
From the Holy Land, the land of Israel, home of Jesus' birth, we've been speaking to former Central Ontario pastor and Life 100.3 artist, Matthew Fox. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you for having me.